Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry Aaron has passed. What a remarkable life he led. 86 years when he left us. The definitive book by a lot of us on Henry Aaron is offered up by Howard Bryant. The Last Hero, A Life of Henry Aaron, and on a day when he is in much demand, we are very, very thankful that Howard Bryant is kind enough to join us. Thank you so much, sir. When the news first reached you today, what struck you most?
Well, I think what struck me most is that we were planning on talking next week, and obviously you always think about February 5th is Henry's birthday. We were thinking about making sure I gave him a call on his birthday. He and I just spoke a few weeks ago after all the election and all the Senate stuff in Georgia. And so I just felt an enormous amount of shock and sadness and anger at myself. Every time I talked to Henry for years, he would always say, "How come you don't call me more often? Call me, you know." And because he was Hank Aaron, you didn't want to intrude on the great man. And now that opportunity to speak more often is gone. And he told me to call him as many times, every time I talked to him, call anytime you wanted. And so there's a lot of sadness there today.
How did he feel about Georgia and what was taking place post-election? And just to be blunt, the lies that were told about the election.
Well, I think that he was very concerned about where things were. He and his wife, Billy, were both very much invested for decades in Georgia politics. And I think that the last several years had been very, very difficult for everybody. And there is no question that it had been on everybody's mind, the euphoria of winning and the role that Georgia played in the Senate race as well, and in the general election. He was very, very pleased. And I think that there was clearly a feeling that in all the time that I had spoken with him in the past, he'd been talking about where the country was going and this constant struggle for civil rights. And at the very least, I do feel that when he did pass, he got to see this thing through. And I think that at some point does give me some comfort.
I was drawn to many things in just consuming when the news came out about Hank's passing, including a quote that Hank gave to Bill Roden 20 years after he broke Ruth's record. And when he talked about what his life was like and just the racial torture that was taking place at the time, and he said this: "It really made me see for the first time a clear picture of what this country was about. My kids had to live like they were in prison because of kidnap threats, and I had to live like a pig in a slaughter camp. I had to duck. I had to go out the back door of ballparks. I had to have a police escort with me all the time. I was getting threatening letters every single day. All these things have put a bad taste in my mouth and won't go away. They carved a piece of my heart away." You obviously wrote about this a lot in your book, too. No one, if they faced anything like Hank Aaron, and so very few faced it, could ever put that aside. When he would talk about those days when he should have been celebrated and his life was a target, what stood out most to you? Because it's something that very, very few of us can identify with.
Well, I think what always stands out is that generation I think it comes down to this sort of juxtaposition of what we choose to emphasize. And whenever we talk about Henry Aaron, we always talk about his dignity. And that word is such a dangerous word, because what we're really saying is we'd rather talk about how he dealt with hostility than the hostility itself. And the hostility itself is what was taken, is what allowed this to be taken from him. And I think that when I think about it, it goes back to some of these basics. And you think about how divided the country is, and you think about all of the different things that we go through, the number of people who talk about the things that are being said about who wants what and who gets what and meritocracy and all of this. Well, Henry Aaron did everything that this country asked him to do. It asked him to pull himself up by his bootstraps. He did that. It asked him to be self-made. He did that. It asked him to work hard. The guy played 24 seasons and never went on the disabled list. It asked him to maximize his ability and to work hard without complaining. He did that. And then when you finally do all of those things, people are threatening to kill you. And they're expecting you to be gracious about it. And so this is one of the reasons why we constantly focus on how he reacted to the hostility, because the hostility itself is too hard for a lot of people to face. But I think the thing that gave me comfort in working on the book and speaking with Henry all these years has been the fact that over the last 20, 25 years or so, it's been very clear that he has been able to enjoy being Henry Aaron, that I don't want to say the country caught up to him, but in some ways, he was able to look in the mirror and realize, I made it. I used to say to him all the time, isn't there some point where you just can put an umbrella in your drink and say, I made it? And I think that the last several years, he was able to do that. And I think that a lot of people that this generation, after the book came out, really wanted him to know that they didn't know what he was going through. And that people now, it's like he represents us in so many ways. He represents America in the way that now people are reflecting and looking, and they're asking themselves, was I on the right side of this? And especially up there in Milwaukee, where, you know, they win the World Series in 57 and then they lose in 58, but they go seven games with the Yankees. And he and Frank Torrey, Joe Torrey's older brother, they go to the YMCA. And here's Hank Aaron, who gets kicked out of the YMCA because he's black. And Frank Torrey says to him, don't you know that's Hank Aaron? You guys cheer for him all the time. He just won you guys a World Series, and it didn't matter. And so these are the things that you carry. And you're asking a lot for people to be able to smile all the time with those things inside of you.
Last thing, because I know you're so busy, and I'll let you go again. We're very fortunate to be joined by Howard Bryant, the definitive book on Henry Aaron, first published 11 years ago, but it is a great read. It's a book you should seek out today. The Last Hero, A Life of Henry Aaron. I thought you were just so good on the enjoyment, because so many people in our life, in particular, if they would face this racial onslaught constantly, I don't know how they can enjoy it. I don't know how they compartmentalize that. When he looked at areas of there were happiness in his life and racial progress in his life, what do you think caused him to finally get to a point to never, ever forget that, but to realize that, you know, this is our one opportunity to live life, and he can be so eloquent on civil rights, but he also is allowed to enjoy this amazing life that he worked so hard to create for himself?
I think it's because he recognized that he wasn't going to be defined by what was around him. He was simply going to be comfortable telling the truth. Here are the facts of my life. Do you want to hear them or don't you? And I think that we all need that. I think we all have the right to our own story. We all have the right to tell our story. And I think that for him, finding that comfort to be able to say, I'm not trying to change your mind. You don't have to listen to me if you don't want to. Here's what my life was. And I think that level of confidence allowed more people to listen. And you don't have to tailor all of your thoughts to make people comfortable. Here's what happened to me. And you can listen or not listen. And I think that as he found more people willing to listen, he was willing to be more forthcoming. And that's why I think the last several years were such a great celebration of him as a as baseball royalty, as American royalty. And I'll leave one last thing with you, too. Sure. I said to him one day, I said, so you went from hiding under the bed when the Ku Klux Klan marched down your street to sleeping in the White House. That's a pretty good American story. Yeah. And his wife interrupted me and she said, no. We got to sleep at the White House twice. So that sort of tells you how comfortable and how at some point that they understood that they made it.
This was great, Howard. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your work. I'm a huge fan and I appreciate you coming on.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.